Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Friday, January 14th, 2022. Did you do the crossword?
I did.
And did you survive the ordeal?
I did. Mm-hmm. It was kind of an amazing Friday for me because there were like no snags. No problems. I just solved it, and it was over.
So 11 minutes.
No. 23:47.
Wow.
That's pretty fast for me for a Friday. Friday's usually where I hit the snags, but no snags.
Yeah, and I did this in 38:49, so a little bit longer. I got a bit of a snag at 14 across where to try out some gunpowder. Mm-hmm. The answer was tea tasting.
Uh-huh.
Did you know that?
No, I did not. No. But I knew a lot of the things around it, so it wasn't hard to suss that out.
Mm-hmm. This was by Matthew Stock and Sid Sivakumar.
Uh-huh.
And generally, when I have a Sid Sivakumar crossword, I get extremely worried because he makes really, really hard crosswords.
He does, yes.
But this one, I think they were just sort of easing off a bit.
Not so bad, no.
Yeah, I was able to like get answers everywhere, and then I got just about I started getting the bottom left corner sort of filled in, but I was able to jump from place to place. I had a little trouble with, There were some tricky clues that sounded like Sid had sort of gotten into them.
Definitely, yeah.
Fail to be, for example, 44 down. The answer was aren't, A-R-E-N-T.
Right.
And I had the A, and then I wasn't sure about the next letter, and then E-N-T, so I kept thinking it's going to be agent.
That's what it looked like, yes. I had all the letters except the R, and yeah, I thought, agent? Could it be agent?
And that R was coming from 46 across, a bra near zero.
Mm-hmm.
And I had O-P-E, and I thought, operation? But they, of course, meant operator as on the phone.
Telephone. Yeah.
Right. So,
are there still operators?
Are there still operators?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, there can't be a whole lot of them. But, I mean, if you look at I'm looking at sort of the iPhone, and they don't have upper anymore.
They don't.
They just have a plus sign.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm sure the days of Ernestine are not what they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What else was interesting here? I mean, there were lots of sort of clever clues, and then there was a little bit of trivia. 48 down, blank enchanted, 2004 romantic comedy.
Ella
Enchanted. Mm-hmm. I take it you knew that?
Sarah and I watched that, yes.
Oh, okay.
When she was a youngster.
And 52 down was interesting. Miroir image, so it's the French for mirror, and the answer was moi,
right.
Me,
uh-huh.
Which is, of course, what you would see in the mirror. You would see yourself.
Exactly, yes.
So that was sort of clever. Hybrid fair. So the first fair was F-A-I-R, and the second fair was F-A-R-E, so food, and the answer was chili dog.
That's right. It's funny, I couldn't figure that one out.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally got the dog, D-O-G, so I'm like, oh, dog. So then I thought, oh, it's got to be hot dog, but it's like, what kind of hot dog? I thought, ooh, maybe chocolate hot dog, choco dog. So I put in choco dog, and then I thought, well, that didn't work too well with a lot of things. And then I thought, oh, chili dog.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, did you have the C? You must have had the C from...
I did. I had the C and the H, and I thought, choco dog. You know, all the crazy food that they have at fairs, they could have a chocolate hot dog. But no, it was a chili dog.
Mm-hmm. For the right below CST, 13 across, burn. I started off with sear, S-E-A-R.
Oh, uh-huh.
But then it turned out it was char.
Uh-huh. I started with char, and then I took it out, but then I put it back in. And 13 down, heart, since I had put char in, I put in core.
Oh, like the core. That's not bad.
Yeah, but that didn't work. So then I changed it to crux.
Yes.
The crux is the core.
And that X was in the middle of the answer to not 21 across, not allowed to go back, say, in exile.
Yes.
I thought that was an interesting mm-hmm. answer there.
Definitely.
Just lots of nice sort of touches there.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. 14 down, which is where I was having, and that was actually my last answer, DoorDash designation to go.
Uh-huh.
I kept thinking it was going to be a logo.
Oh, no.
See, because I didn't understand 14 across where to get some gunpowder.
Uh-huh.
The answer being tea tasting.
Yeah.
And that's because gunpowder is apparently a type of tea.
Apparently.
So, you ever had any gunpowder?
I don't think so.
You want to make sure you get those, they don't mix them up.
Uh-huh.
That could mm-hmm. be.
Now, 51 across, that kind of threw me for a minute. Sith superpower. Evil empire.
Right.
Do they call themselves the evil empire? I didn't think they did. I thought they were just the empire.
No, I think it's the evil empire.
Is it the evil empire?
Mm-hmm.
But I can't imagine you calling yourselves that. Like, oh, let's be the evil empire.
Well, that's how they're known to outsiders,
I guess.
But it's interesting, Sith superpower. I was thinking it was a power that they had, as opposed to being a very large, powerful force.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, okay, what can the Sith do? They can choke you remotely.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking like dark side,
uh-huh.
but it wasn't even close.
Evil empire.
Mm-hmm. 5 down is probably my favorite in the crossword. One who's lightheaded, ? And the answer is moth.
Right, yeah, that was good.
I got the answer, and then I had to try and figure out why it was correct.
Uh-huh.
So. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then 7 down, Osaka and others. Osaka is a Japanese city, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, but it is also, let's see, what was her name?
Naomi.
Naomi. I knew it started with an N. Naomi Osaka. And the answer to 7 down was tennis aces.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Just everywhere you look, the clues were sharp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much so. I enjoyed this puzzle.
Mm-hmm. But it wasn't meant to be a killer crossword.
No.
We know what Sid Sivakumar is capable of.
That's right.
And clearly he was holding back, or maybe Matthew was holding him back, or maybe the editor just decided that Thursday was hard enough. So I don't know. But good crossword.
Mm-hmm. Very much.
I think it deserves a 5 squares on the JAM CR scale.
I think so.
Okay.
Think so, yes.
5 squares. Bravo.
Mm-hmm.
And it is Friday.
Do, 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 do.
So it is Fun Fact Friday time.
Do, 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 do.
Do you have a fun fact for Fun Fact Friday?
I don't. I thought you did.
Oh, I thought we were both doing. No?
Oh.
This is the chance for our listeners to hear a little bit of the behind-the-scenes magic. Well, all right. Well, I'm going to go for my fun fact, and my fun fact relates to the answer to 20 down, Wunsler's opponent in a Dr. Seuss book, and the answer was the Lorax. So here is a fun fact about the Lorax, and this is, as usual, from Wikipedia. The Lorax is a children's book written by Dr. Seuss and published in 1971. It chronicles the plight of the environment and the Lorax, who is the titular character, speaks for the trees, and confronts the Wunsler, who causes environmental destruction. Just like most Dr. Seuss works, most of the creatures mentioned are original to the book. The story is commonly recognized as a fable concerning the danger of human destruction of the natural environment, using the literary element of personification to create relatable characters for industry, as the Wunsler, the environment, being the Trufula trees, and activism, as the Lorax. The story encourages personal care and involvement in making the situation better. And here's a quote, "Unless someone like you cares a whole awful lot, nothing is going to get better. It's not." It was Dr. Seuss's personal favorite of his books. He was able to create a story addressing industrial, economic, and environmental issues without it being dull. And here's another quote from him. The Lorax came out of me being angry. In The Lorax, I was out to attack what I think are evil things and let the chips fall where they might. So there's a little bit of background on The Lorax. And if you haven't read The Lorax, it is a delightful book. Highly recommended.
Okay.
So I guess that's it for today then. Yep. All right. So thanks everyone for listening. And we will be back again with our cutting edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.